Well, we have just a few minutes left for a final... Pebble puzzle, shall we? I'm going to find my script. Now, this is sort of anticipates the story about creation of man tomorrow, so we really almost went ahead. We slowed up a little today and getting as far as I wanted to get, but it doesn't matter. It's always still here on Thursday. This is Gretchen on the auto harp, and I wish I had the little children in front here again. It's just so much better when I've got little children, really. Because I look at them in the eye, you know, and I know if I'm getting through, they will absolutely be rigid, you know. But some of you, you know, you just don't look like children anymore. I have real trouble once in a while, you know, looking at receding hairlines. Reminds me of myself. All right, this one is the second of the Pebble Puzzle. Pebble Puzzle number two. And it is called When the Red Man Came. And a lot of the things that are in the story will become apparent tomorrow. Do you remember the tune, Theory? All right. A long, long time ago, on a very sunny day, God sat upon the ground and looked at all he made, and he began to frown.
A long, long time ago, on a very sunny day, God sat upon the ground and he began to look at all he made and he began to frown.
For a long time he looked and he looked at the ants, he looked at the snail and the clumsy kangaroo, who have very funny tails, the purple fish and the old black crow, and the camel with the hump,
and the happy hippopotamus, whose very muddy feet that make a funny sound like
bump, schlurf, bump, schlurf, bump.
So God sat on the ground for a long, long time, and he looked, and he frowned, and he frowned, and he looked, 'cause he couldn't seem to find
someone to laugh and talk with, to sing and play and walk with, to tell the real good news he still had on his mind.
Listen to the walks that were green, blue, and purple, but they didn't say a thing except
chirple.
And that isn't saying much, is it? So God put his ear down to the ground, and he listened to the land, and he listened to the tree, but they only make a sound like... when it's very late at night. And that isn't saying much, so is it? So God listened to the animals, and everything he made, the swish of the fish, and the snail of the tail sliding over a bump.
And the happy hippopotamus, whose very dirty feet that make a funny sound like
bump, schlurf, bump, schlurf, bump.
But that isn't saying much, now, is it? So God sat on the ground for a long, long time, 'cause he hadn't really found
someone to laugh and talk with, to sing and play and walk with, and tell the real good news he still had on his mind.
God sat on the ground, and he looked, and he frowned on a very sunny day. He sat on his ground, and he held in his hand a lump of dirt and a lump of clay, and strange to say, the clay was almost red, so he squashed and squeezed and squoogled it until he made a head.
sat on the ground, held in his hand two lumps of clay. And strange to say, they looked like broken pegs. So he squawked and made two arms and legs. God sat on the ground, and he held in his hand another lump of clay. Strange to say, he had no paste or glue, so he squawked and made a boy like you, and you, and you, and you. Now that boy's name was Adam, an old, old word for red, the color of the clay, you see, that God had used to make that first red man. And if you cut your finger, you'll see, quite probably, you're just as red inside as he. God took that boy called Adam, that first red man there was, and he held him very close because he loved him very much. God opened Adam's mouth, and he blew. He blew, until that boy was breathing just the way we do. God laughed with him, and he talked with him. He sang with him, and he walked with him, because he loved him very much. Now, God was king of all the world, because God was God, you see. And Adam was the prince he made to explore that world for him. On land and sea and underwater with microscope and jet. Now God was king of all the world, and because God was God, you see. And Adam was the prince he made to rule that world for him.
Yes.
And care for all the animals like lots and lots of pets. So Adam gave them all a name. The frog and the dog and the ant. And the snail, and the clumsy kangaroo, and the very clumsy fish, and the old black crow, and the camel with a hump,
and the happy hippopotamus with very muddy feet that make a funny sound like
fum, schlurf, fum, schlurf, fum.
Adam needed someone special to make him really happy. He needed someone extra special to help him do his best, to help explore the world for God and care for all his animals like lots and lots of pets. Adam needed someone to be a princess at his side, help him rule the world for God. Because God was king, you see, and the world was very wide. So Adam fell asleep one day, dreamed of someone special. He dreamed God took the rib away and made a lovely girl. Like a pretty butterfly, right out of its cocoon. And soon, he woke up from the dream. The dream is really true. A girl was there, a very pretty girl, a princess just for him. Adam called that princess Eve, because she would live with him each day and play with him from morn till eve. And one day, give him children. And help him rule the world the way God told them to. So Adam and Eve were happy. And God was happy too.
'Cause he had someone to laugh with, and he had someone to talk with, and he had someone to play with, and he had someone to walk with. Just the way we do.
That's how you make it relevant to kids, Henry.